Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Late Show with Brassy Weatherman.
Remember when I was a 10 and did not look like a guy? My hair was long, I had clothes on, but now I get nude and cry. Since the VMAs, all the people say I am a total skank. Grinded Robin Thicke made the whole crowd sick, especially the Smiths. I'm basically a wrecking ball for the youth of America. All I want is to bring what to fall with my resume. I'm Germany. We must speak like finally. Now watch me ride a ball and try to make a seductive face. But creepily, I totally look just like Nicolas Cage. Time for me to lick this hammer like it's a big metal penis. I'll lick anything for more attention. This condom looks delish.
I've been looking for this. Oh, put some goddamn clothes on, you sicko!
I'm naked on a wrecking ball, showing a bunch of boobs and butt. Now I'm triumphing a broken wall. I went from Disney to where Grace and Skinky. I need to get therapy.
Excuse me, I'm here for the porn. Bend over, girl, let's make this quick.
What do you mean this is not porn?
Then why the hell are you naked?
Because I'm a wannabe whore who sluts it up to get more views.
So that means we don't have to screw. Thank God!
Excuse me?
You are too dirty for Ron Jeremy. Sorry, sweetie, it's true.
I ruined a beautiful song with a disgusting video.
Okay, this has gone on way too long. You need to get up off our construction site. How do you expect us to work? With a crazy anorexic kick, swinging naked from our equipment, and licking and humping everything she sees.
Sorry, but I'm not leaving.
Oh no, now she is twerking. Dear God, to kill us now, please.
Thanks, Liam!
Oh, believe me, it was my pleasure.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to another exciting episode here on Francie and Friends. Okay, I apologize for that song. I apologize. I had to do it because I had to do it when I seen that parody of I Came in Like a Wrecking Ball. Of course, that was Miley Cyrus. And my nieces, at the age of 8 and 10, loved Miley Cyrus. Loved her. She was their hero. You know, Miley Cyrus, Miley Cyrus, Miley Cyrus. And I hated Miley Cyrus even then, and I hate her now. So... yeah, I had to play that. Amazing how time goes through a little loop and she missed the loop.
Oops.
Oop.
Yep.
She did it again. But I hate to say it, I like that song. Okay, I like the song Wrecking Ball. I did not know that was her when I liked it. Okay? I heard it on the radio. I was like, oh, that's a pretty cool song. Then I found out it was Miley Cyrus. I was like, I hate her, but I really like the song Wrecking Ball. Okay, okay.
Well, no, let's just say, oh, I could tolerate that song.
Yeah, you can tolerate it, but then you see the video, and you're like, oh, crap, that's her. Oh, she's, like, sticking her tongue out and doing all this, and you're like, I don't know if I'm supposed to like this song or not. But, yeah, when you hear it on the radio, go ahead and admit it. When you hear it on the radio, you blast it. And you sing, I'm coming like a wrecking ball. I think that's a driving song. There's Nicholas Grabowski. All right, we got a couple of show announcements to make. We're done with Miley Cyrus. We did it. We're guilty.
Yay, we're done.
Yeah, we're done with Miley Cyrus. No more Miley Cyrus talk at the end. Now I got that song stuck in my head. William.
Thank God. I didn't mind the song. I'm not a fan of her.
You know, what, Tom?
The song's good. I'm not a big fan of Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, it's like Justin Bieber. You hear a song on the radio like, hey, that's a pretty cool song. And then you find out it's by Justin Bieber and you're like, oh, do I hate it or do I like it? I don't know anymore.
I mean, yeah. I don't know. I don't know. She's just not
like,
A really good definition. I think you could actually look up Miley Cyrus in Webster's Dictionary, and when you go to Miley Cyrus, all it says is she's just not ...
Yeah, that sounds about right.
All right.
Maybe she'll call us and start screaming at us. That would be great to get, like, lots of listens.
She can come in and say, I'm coming in like a wrecking ball, and I'm going to wreck your show. I used to be a really big fan, and now I'm going to kick your ass. Okay.
Actually, you know what? She's a reptilian.
She does have a long tongue. I don't know whose tongue is longer.
Yeah, she's a reptilian. She's one of those conspiracy theory type. You know, if anybody is a reptilian, it's her among, like, other people. We could make a list of who would actually go fall under the possibilities of being of a reptilian race disguised as human beings.
I could battle X on a view would.
But wait a minute, though. Then again, those of us who are of a certain age still remember reading the book and watching the original TV series, V.
Oh, I love V.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, Tom, I mean, William, you really scared me. I thought you were going to say of Miley Cyrus.
I never saw the reboot. I kind of wanted to see it, but I'm such a big fan of the original and stuff. It was, well, I don't know, Battlestar Galactica was different. The reboot for that, I watched every single episode because I really got into it for some reason, but it's like nothing. We could have a whole conversation about this thing like the original either.
Yeah.
But, and just like V.
Yep.
So good. Back in the day.
Yeah. Yeah. And not to mention the remake of Battlestar introduced the word frack to everybody.
Oh, yeah, they certainly did. And like I said, mm-hmm. I watched every single episode of the new Battlestar Galactica for some reason. It was kind of like a soap opera to me. I had a love-hate relationship with it. I couldn't figure out why they didn't have any aliens. Every planet looked like Earth that they went on. Oh, well.
Yeah. Budget restraint.
And in the original, they had actual aliens like Star Wars did. But like
yeah.
I said, that's a whole other... But V was really great with the reptilians, with all the... I think the leader, that one woman, I thought her name was Miley Cyrus. And I said, no, it wasn't, I guess.
Wasn't she the one who ate the parakeet?
Not a parakeet, a guinea pig.
Yeah.
Yep, she ate a guinea pig whole. They keep live animals in like little, like... you know, little convenient plastic drawers that they could just open and they could just eat them whole.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. You
yeah,
should try it.
Yep.
Yeah. No, you should.
Tastes like chicken.
Tastes like chicken. You can't even taste anything if you eat it whole. That doesn't even make any sense. You have to chew your food.
Yeah, but you know, bad table manners, that's all.
Well, not if you're a reptilian because you just eat it.
Yeah, that's true too.
Yeah.
Just like Weird Al said.
Eat it.
Just eat it, yeah.
Just eat it.
That's more my speed.
All right, we got some show announcements. We got to be serious for two minutes. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right, next week, I do actually have a lot of people that are waiting for the show. We got Tommy Habib, the creator of the television show Cheaters, and his newest one, Rescue Me, and I did see that he's doing a project with the Wu-Tang Club.
Wu-Tang Clan?
Wu-Tang Club. I don't...
Cool.
Yeah, that's it. Dang it. Okay, I'm not very caught up on my hip-hop. But he also did something with 50 Cent.
Starring Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
No, So we're really excited about that one, and we did have some crosshairs turned around. We were supposed to have Bill Lillard. Did I pronounce his last name? Huh?
Willard, like you know the movie with the rats. Willard.
Oh, Willard. Why do I keep? I think the L's are getting mixed up in my head. Yeah, Bill Lillard. I did it again. We were supposed to do a show with him tonight, a little bit of cross-communication. So we're going to get Bill Willard on, and he's probably going to call in tonight to say hi to everybody, to, you know, let everybody get to know him. And here's something that we're going to do. Yeah, me, Tom, and William, I almost called you Lillum.
Oops.
Just kidding. Kidding. Me, Tom, and William, we decided that and Nick, he's kind of like, if there's somebody, if we get Jeff Goldblum on the show on the second Sunday, can we have Jeff Goldblum? Well, yeah. Yeah. But we decided that throughout the whole month of doing a show, maybe taking a break every second Sunday of every month, and we just do this.
Works for me.
Yeah.
With Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, with Jeff Goldblum.
And Nick, I did tell Nick about the plan, and he goes, "Well, what if Jeff Goldblum wants to come on the second Sunday of the month?" I was like, "Well we're
Jeff
not going
to
get Jeff Goldblum.
Come on.
If he wants to come on, of course he's going to come on. I mean, who are we going to say? Jeff, no, not the second Sunday, maybe the third. And he might say, I'm busy. And we'll say, well,
or
what about
walking.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we
but
go.
this is our plans right now. This is what we want to do is maybe just take a night off. And I do like what Tom Sawyer, you called it the whatcha ma call it, which means we want, it's an open mic. We would like people to call in. Anything you guys want to promote, call in, promote your stuff, and get to know us more. And we're not going to be like, you know, the tight nip, we got to get these questions right. We're just going to have fun.
Yeah, the weekend whatchamacall it.
Whatchamacall it. I like the title. Congratulations, Tom.
Well, I'm good at
naming
myself.
Thank you, Tom. Now, after the show, I'm going to go up to the gas station and go get a whatchamacallit bar.
Yeah, well, you know.
Oh, those are good, man. You cannot.
I remember when they
went
up for the first time. I first saw it in the liquor store. Yeah, I was drinking way back then. But yeah, I remember seeing it for the first time and seeing the commercials. They had like little commercials for little whatchamacallit. That was so groovy.
Well, what's its name? Whatchamacallit? I know,
I missed
but
the Mars
what
bar
is
too.
Its name? It's a whatchamacallit. Yeah, I know you're calling it a whatchamacallit, but what is its name?
Well, if you can't think of the name,
you know
what
one of the ingredients in a whatchamacallit is, don't you? Macaw flesh. Like they take macaws from Brazil, from the forests of Brazil, and they catch them, they hack them up and put them in little bitty pieces, mix them with chocolate and caramel and nuts, and it's a whatchamacallit.
Oh, so that's why there's that extra little bit of the crunchiness. Oh.
Yeah, well, yeah. And sometimes that's why some people get feathers sometimes in it. Like beautiful feathers.
Yeah, multiple.
Yeah, right, crispy treats.
Some people want to have tried to complain about it, but then they'd say, no, this is a beautiful feather. It's a beautiful feather. I'm not going to complain about it. I'm going to put it in a picture frame and hang it on the wall in the hallway.
So now what you got to do is bring the bar to the register and be like, I like to complain about this parrot. It is dead.
Yeah.
It
and
is
so
no
Python
more.
Or not Monty Python. What's that show?
The
Flying
Circus.
I brought it home and it's...
It wasn't Flying Circus. Faulty Towers.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Yeah, Faulty Towers, I think. Anyway.
Another good series.
I brought it home, and it was nailed to the perch. The bird is no more. Now I'm going to have to go check out. By the way, if you feel like you're getting feathers on your face, Char-Char, don't jump. Char-Char, if you jump on me, you're going to claw me. Don't. Okay, good boy. He jumped on the desk. Char-Char has now got this habit where he wants to lay on Hermes Castle. And he was going to jump down on my legs. And now he jumped on the desk, and now he's on my lap. Oh, hey, Char-Char. Anyways, by the way, you know, if you feel like you're getting feathers on your face, I know a very good solution to keep them conditioned. You want to know where you can get that?
Where?
You can go to honestamish.com, and they have the best soap and beard oils and everything that you can ask for facial hair products. And if you order $35, you will get free shipping. And if you mention Talking Beards, you will get 15% off on your order. So if you start to get little feathers on your face, there's a good conditioner for it. Aaron D. Johnson is probably going to kill me for that promotion.
Little feathers on your face. Would you have a bird sit on it?
Yeah, exactly.
No, they you can eat the whatchamacallit, and they got the feathers. You know, like Nick said.
Oh.
Featuring a brand new scent, feathered frankincense, now in multicolored.
Yeah, Aaron Cockblock.
Johnson's probably going to be like, what the hell did you just do to my product?
I wonder what would happen if we used Amish Domish on our parakeet, Booby Bird.
Well,
let's try it. I'm kidding.
Only one way to find out.
Let's put down the shovel and let's step away from the hole. That's our okay. Yeah. Okay, we're gonna change the tune up just a little bit. We're going to talk about when everybody has dealt with this. You go to a fast food restaurant, you go through the drive thru, you come home, your food is not what you ordered. Am I correct?
And it's got a feather in it.
Yeah.
It might have a feather in it. That is correct. So let's say you call into that restaurant, right?
Uh-huh.
All right. We're going to play that. We're going to play your grief.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
Hello? Hey. Actually, I'm about to eat. Can I call you back in, like, just a minute? All right, cool. All right, talk to you then. Bye.
You know what? I could so appreciate that now because I had that happen. I actually had that happen on Thursday, and we're still laughing about it here at the house. Here we are on Sunday at this point. So I went over by McDonald's and did the drive through. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna take a Big Mac and a Coke and everything else. You know, the guy getting up to the window, the guy gives me a different price altogether versus what he said. So I'm like, all right, go to the next window, and they hand me a chicken sandwich and a salad.
Wow.
And I looked at it, and I'm like, I'm sorry, but I ordered the Big Mac, and I didn't order the salad or the chicken. And the cashier looks at me, and she's like, hold on a minute. And she, you know, forgot to close the drive-thru window, so it was funny as hell, because she turns around, and all of a sudden I hear, Jose, there's a white guy at the drive-thru, and he's yelling at me about getting the order mixed up, and he's scary.
That's when she opened up the window, you should have said, who's Gary?
I know. So the manager comes up, and he's like, oh, is there a problem? But I'm like, just a minor mix-up. I ordered a hamburger, not the chicken. And he's like, oh, you know you're the fourth car that's had the mix-up. And I'm like,
wow.
Oh.
It is time to fix that drive-thru. We went to Wendy's way across town on our way home, and I told the drive-thru, no onion, extra pickle. No onion. We repeated it. And then she said, no pickle, extra onion. And I said, no onion, extra pickle. And I looked at the receipt, and I said, and the receipt said, extra onion, no pickle. And I said, Nick, they're giving me extra onion, no pickle. And then I told them, I said, no, it's no onion, extra pickle. And they said, no onion, extra pickle. And then the burger came out like 3 seconds later. And I was like, is this no onion, extra pickle? Yes, no onion, extra pickle. We get back to the house. I unwrap my cheeseburger from Wendy's. Dude, the onions were falling off the burger.
She has the worst luck with fast food. More than half the time when I would bring fast food home, or we'd go out and bring it home or whatever, as soon as we brought it home and opened it up, Francie would totally freak out. About every, the latest, it was Carl's Jr., which back east it's Hardee's. And the chicken nuggets were just like, and she had reason to be, because it was all like really super small and like, it was just like,
yeah,
really,
and
the 12 pieces for like $5.99. It's like, my goodness. And stuff, but you can almost guarantee that when you bring something home, she's going to find some fault in it, even if there's not. Francie.
Honey,
but that's not as bad, though, as my ex, because I brought home Der Wiener Schnitzel hot dogs at my ex's place back in the day, and I'll never forget that when I brought them home, the hot dogs were so small, and she was so upset, she threw them against the kitchen wall, kind of like Walter Matthau in The Odd Couple when he throws the linguine plate. But Francie never does that. But boy, does she get upset sometimes. And it's always whenever we go through the drive-thru or something, she has one rule about hamburgers: no onion, extra pickle. So for a while now, I have to have no onion, extra pickle too, in case we get messed up or something happens. So,
and then,
I love onions, and she hates them. Yes.
They make me throw up. They literally, as soon as they hit my mouth, I throw up. Nick,
so
come on. The Carl's Jr., you counted them with me. I was like, there's no way there's 12 nuggets in this. We counted the nuggets. There was 11. 11 tiny, they were not even nuggets. They were hand-breaded chicken nuggets.
Okay, so it was a discount, that's all.
Yeah, there was no, and they were burnt, and they were hard, and they were tiny, and then the photo, they're like huge nuggets, bigger than McDonald's, and it was like, maybe a bite, if that.
And you know that the KFC down the street, too, we stopped ordering from them because all their chicken is, like, really scrawny and kind of like drumsticks are like toothpicks over there. It's like, my goodness, what do you do to these chicken? And we've got them so many times in the past that we just stopped. It's like they're sickly. They're so sickly small. They're like a fourth of the bucket.
I knocked on the door. And I said, no. Refund. And they're like, oh, what's wrong? And I was like, this is not what you advertised. Yeah, I now make my own hamburgers. No more fast food for us. And Nick, how about that bacon cheeseburger that was tightly wrapped the way the employees do? And then I open up my bacon cheeseburger, and there's a bite out of it, and it's still tightly wrapped. And I said, Nick, you took a bite of my cheeseburger. My bacon cheeseburger, and you said, no, I didn't. I was like, oh, I didn't either.
Yeah,
I have a right to complain.
In this day and age, they've got cameras, and sometimes it goes on the Internet, and you see them and stuff, like the person with their bare feet going on top of the lettuce on the floor at the Burger King restaurant and then putting it back, and, you know, people spitting and things and stuff. It's not harder to do that now because there's cameras and other employees that should narc as they should.
Oh, yeah.
I got an old funny food story to tell you guys.
It was not me.
Ooh.
And all I want is that freaking bacon cheeseburger from Burger King. And both times I struck out. I told the lady.
What story do you have, Tom?
Well, this goes back some years. It's probably over 40 plus. This happened in like 78 or 9 when I was much younger. But, you know, we'd been, me and like, I think it's four other buddies. We decided, well, some of them got stoned. Some of us got drunk. But, of course, we had to, we knew some girls that worked at a local McDonald's. So we thought, okay, here's what we'll do. We'll get in the car, drive up there naked, and ask for Big Macs with extra sauce. We thought it was funny. I buy Big Macs extra sauce. We got waited on by at least four women at the drive-thru window. Now, we were much more in better shape and much more lean and mean, you know, much more buff back then. But, and then we come home. We ordered like 10 Big Macs and a bunch of fries and stuff. Because, you know, guys, we had the munchies. We had to eat something, you know. And we come home, we figure out, oh, hell, we got extra fries and hot apple pies and everything. So we must have been worth seeing, you know. It was just, but we got waited out even, you know, man, like, okay. You know, this is back in the day when they wouldn't call the police on you, wouldn't be a sex offender. But it was like, man, you know. We just thought, hey, we got 10 Big Mac with extra sauce. You know, Big Mac, extra sauce, you know.
Tom, I salute you. That is absolutely genius.
Well, you know, we were young and dumb and full of cum, as they said back then. So, you know, it just kind of, I was a little wilder when I was younger. So, I made Belushi's character at Animal House look like a patron saint of sobriety at times. So, you know.
I wish I so hung out with Tom. You would have been right beside me puking in Magnusa Mula's front yard.
Oh.
You and I would have been on opposite sides of the tree going, bleh!
There was parties. I don't remember how I got home from. It's like, how the hell did I get home? Yeah, drove you home. You all right? Yeah. You know, you'd party all night until 3 in the morning, get up and go play a morning ball game with our team in a tournament or something. I was like, oh, my God, how the hell did I do that back then? But, you know,
You often wonder how did I get up and go to work in the morning?
Yeah.
Well, consider yourself lucky in that sense. I got a buddy of mine, and I mean, 30 years later, I still like to bust his balls about it because I had the perfect view from the rearview mirror when it happened. We were we went to a mutual friend's party, and both of us were just completely trashed by the time we left. And, you know, I had to kind of be the one that was a little bit more sober out of the two of us, because I was supposed to be the designated driver. Supposed to be the main word. Yeah. So, you know, I get into the my bud's apartment complex, and it's the double-edged sword in one sense. 80% of our police force in my hometown are all veterans. So,
wow.
So when there's a reaction, there's a two-minute window response time. So that being said, it's like 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning. We're coming into his apartment complex. So I'm like, all right, I'm just going to drop you off at the entranceway, and you can just crawl over to your parents' place. He's like, yeah, that's a good idea. So he gets out, starts crawling out, gets about maybe 5 feet from the car. I got all the windows down because I'm just enjoying the music and the night and everything else. 2 seconds later, I hear, hey, everybody, look at me. I'm Mr. Sprinkler Man. And I look over, and he drops his pants, and he starts pissing everywhere. He's going, chicka, 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 whoosh. Chicka, 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 whoosh. And all of a sudden, I see all these lights flare up from around the complex, and I'm like, well, we know where the cops are tonight.
Those are the best moments, man. That's like the summer, you know, Brian Adams explaining the summer of 69. My friend, my friend Freddie Gardner, we were all sitting there in our front lawn, and Freddie decided that he was going to drop his pants and run down the street, and we're all like, what? I mean, those are the greatest days, man, when you could drop your pants because you're young and you're fit. Drop your pants and just run.
Well, I got one addendum to add to that story of mine.
Okay.
Just that fine Corinthian leather in 80-plus degree weather is a little clingy, and you better bleach your feet.
No kidding.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, damn, like, static cling, man. You know, but it's like, and I don't know if some of the guys can remember it or whatever, but I know we did it. I was driving, so it was like, you know. But you know, we did what? Yeah, guys. You know, so it's like, they don't. Some don't remember. They say they remember. So one or two might remember, but the rest is like, you guys were blotto, man. You know, you ate, I couldn't believe how many Big Macs were. Maybe like four of them. You know, it's like, Jesus, must have been some strong pot.
Well, I mean, you know, that's why these days you have you can get away with the ultimate phrase, which is, I have no recollection of that event.
Yeah. But we
and
knew
don't
some
you
of the girls
hate it when you
there,
have that one
funny,
sober
you know?
Person? That one sober person that does not drink, that lets you know what you did the next day.
Well, I wouldn't say we're all sober. Let's put it this way. I was the less stoned or drunk, so I was kind of nominated by default.
There you go.
You know, I was later on, I was a little more blotto than some of the rest of them, but, you know, we kind of switched off. It's your turn to drive tonight, Tom, so you're the least drunk. Okay. You know. Hey, you know, back, things were different back then. You didn't have the death penalty for everything.
That's
you know?
True. That's very true on that part.
You know, nowadays, you know, but that was one of my fast food stories. You got extra fries and hot apple pies out of it. So that was what I remember. And we got waited on by four women at that drive-thru. I don't know how they fit in there, all, but, you know, so,
I know, I'll be the first one to admit that, you know, if you get a couple drinks in me, I turn into a huge, major smartass. in a lot of ways. A lot worse than I am sober.
Hello. Gotta see it. Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
So needless to say, about 20 years ago, we all did a family reunion down here in South Florida. And, of course, you know, being typical Florida, what does everybody want to do when you know, that comes from up north? They want to do one of the booze cruises. So, needless to say, you know, my mother found one on the internet and thought it looked really great for the price and everything else, booked all the tickets. And it was one of those moments where it's the double-edged sword of me being the Titanic historian that I am. So we get to the port, and this thing is basically a rowboat with windows. So,
wow.
So I knew there was going to be a problem because right off the bat, the first word out of everybody's mouth was, well, it looked bigger on the internet. And I'm like, yeah, this
That's
is going to be fun.
That's what she said.
Right? So, needless to say, we get out to open waters, and then about 20 minutes into the cruise, we hit the tail end of a thunderstorm. So we're now rocking in 10-foot waves, okay? So I'm looking around, and I'm watching everything sliding back and forth in six different directions at once. So I climb up to the main deck, and I just kind of finagle my way around, and, you know, my wife's walking with me, and, you know, she's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, oh, this is nothing. I mean, you know, I've been out at sea for years. This is like a day on the beach. So I'm just enjoying the scenery. So I, you know, kind of, you know, snuck my way all the way up towards the bridge. And one of the crew members is poking his head out. So, you know, I just looked at him. I'm like, so out of curiosity, you know, what's the beam and draft on the vessel? And he's like, oh, you know, it's really not that large. In fact, you know, that's why I'm just kind of keeping a close eye out, because if we hit a 12-foot wave or something, we could flip. And I'm like, oh, hey, that's reassuring. So the guy looks at me again, and he's like, hey, I've never seen you before. Are you part of the crew? And I'm like, no, I'm a passenger. He's like, oh, listen, I wasn't supposed to tell you about that part about waves, so here's what we're going to do. Take this car downstairs to the bar, and go have whatever you feel like on me, okay? And don't say a word to anybody. So I was like, hey, what? Okay, Merry Christmas to me. So,
wow.
You know, went down there, and I'm like, so what's your most expensive spirit? The guy's like, oh, it's this 20-year-old bottle of whiskey that we have. I'm like, that's great. How much is it? He's like, it's $400 a glass. I'm like, great.
What?
Give me four glasses.
Wow.
So, needless to say,
I'm doing
about
math.
$2,000.
Yeah, $1,600. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Wow.
Needless to say, we finally at the end of the cruise, I'm completely blitzed. So, you know, so Cindy looks at me, she's like, "You're drunk," and I'm like, "No, I am not drunk at all. I am overly intoxicated. There's a very big difference, but we need to be politically incorrect about it in this day and age. If
yeah,
I were drunk, I would
drunk.
Be completely over on the floor."
Yeah.
But if you notice, I am speaking just fine. Now,
wow.
Let's go get pizza.
you know, I gotta tell you, there's something that I kind of noticed about guys and girls being pulled by the cops. Because I was pulled a couple of times, and I always played I was blonde, and it's kind of like, I don't know, type of deal. Oh, did the speed limit change? I did not see that. and
was that
stuff
the
like
gas
that.
Pedal?
I've never been arrested by a male cop, but females always arrest me. You get pulled by a female cop, you're going to jail. I've learned that.
Uh-oh.
Not to be political, but male cops, okay, but male cops, it's kind of different. Would you guys agree? Not to be the Me Too thing and not to be political, but.
I think.
Maybe.
I don't know, maybe. I mean, I think really the one I have, I think the younger cops are kind of, you know, whether it's male or female, but I think the younger ones are like got a chip on their shoulder sometimes and trying to prove, you know.
By the way,
you know,
let's just explain, Francie and friends, we do support our police officers.
You know, oh yeah,
yeah.
We do. Yeah,
I mean, 100%. We back to blue and we thank our veterans.
Yeah.
Exactly. I actually saluted when you guys said that.
And I really do because on New Year's Eve 1979, I was driving down M59 here in Michigan. I wasn't driving. I was in the front passenger seat. I was mooning people when it hit midnight. And we passed a cop and they either looked over and laughed at us. So for not arresting us or charging us or stopping us, they were just laughing, you know. We're going to go, Tommy, you wound the cop. Oh, sorry. You know, and we looked over, they were laughing. So, I deeply appreciate them because I've stayed out of trouble somehow. You know, once in a while we almost screwed up, but, you know.
Yeah, I agree also. And here in California, California driver's license. I still have my South Carolina driver's license because it didn't expire yet. And I've been in California for 10 years. And I'm going to go ahead and say it. I had a long day of work, and I flicked a cigarette out the window. I wasn't wearing my seatbelt, and I was speeding. And there was a motorcycle cop that showed up behind me. And I seen him in my rearview mirror, and he said, pull over. I was like, oh, dude, I'm so going to jail. I'm done.
Yeah.
I need to try and find a way to call Nick. He didn't charge me for flicking my cigarette out the window. And I heard him say on the radio, he said, I'm going to need a squad car to pick her up. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I am going to jail. I'm going to jail. I'm going to jail. And then I heard him say with a couple of minutes later, he goes, no, she seems like a really nice young lady, and I don't want to take her to jail. And I was like, is that me? And he was talking about a warrant that he was serving earlier to where he wanted to send that person to jail, and they were picking up a squad car. But me, I was the very nice young lady. And he only got me for the seatbelt violation. And I only unbuckled my seatbelt because my sunglasses fell to the floor. And when I was at the red light, I unbuckled my seatbelt. Oh, light's green. I got to go. And that's when I flicked the cigarette butt out the window. And, yeah, so I totally support.
Yep. I'm grateful for all the times they could have gave me a ticket or busted us for something stupid, and they didn't.
Exactly.
Yeah, and he did have to get me for something. You know, and he got me for the lesser evil. So, yeah, we got a caller.
Oh, wow.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Area code 818.
It's a whatchamacaller.
It is.
Whatchamacaller,
yeah.
Area code 818, you're live. Hey, is this the fire department? Because my kitty cat stuck up in a tree, and I
know who this is.
I already know who this is.
Who is
and
it?
And I am resistant, and
yes, it is.
I I recognize the voice. I didn't recognize the area code, but last time you tried to get us to do our car insurance, renew our car insurance. Warranty.
Geico.
Yeah.
That's right.
Hey! So we kidnapped your nephew again.
Yes, they sure did. Yeah, but they said that they'll give me back if you're willing to send naked pictures of B. Arthur in a giant Coke bottle.
What?
Oh, Jesus.
No. You guys, this is no joke. I wish I had a video of this. It's special kitty treat time, and that's why I came out here. And all the cats are in their positions. You know how you're going to go feed the gorillas at the zoo? You're going to watch them feed the gorillas at the zoo?
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
They're all in place because they know it's time. I stepped outside, and they're in their position. There you go, Miss
Debbie. So, Aunt Debbie, how's the weather in Georgia tonight?
Freezing my ass off, honey.
Yikes.
We had about
that is cold.
Yeah, they've been getting some weather there in Georgia. I know that.
We had about an inch of snow, and it melted. But now they're worried about freezing rain and black ice. So I'm in for the rest of the day tomorrow. Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's just freaking cold up here in Michigan. It ain't snowing at night. They're freezing rain.
We had that weird storm that hit us, so I just moved here a week and a half ago from California. So, no, it's not. I don't even know when I moved, DJ. When the hell did I move? I've been on the road
right?
for such a long time.
Yeah,
I moved for Christmas, and I ended up at both of my sister's houses in Florida. And then the people here wouldn't leave, so finally they left, and I moved here about a week and a half ago.
The road trip alone could probably make for its own film, if need be.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You and Leadfoot Granny there.
Your
mom. Your mom who drove 90 and talked her way out of a ticket. Talk about talking her way out of a ticket. It was a really young cop. She was doing 90 and a 70, and she's trying to tell him what she was passing, and we're both going, Cheryl, you're passing a cop. You're passing a cop. You're passing a cop. There goes the siren. I said, Cheryl, you passed a cop, not smart. I just go, yeah, but you speed up to pass. I go, not 90.
that's one thing we're really good with.
So I'm in the back going, I'm a widow, and my sister came to rescue me. It's my fault. Please don't give her a ticket. And Bev is going, She didn't know it. This is a new car, and we don't know how to drive it, blah, blah, blah. And the guys are looking at us going, oh, my God. They let her go with a warning.
Well, that's where you got lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
we told Cheryl, get off the lead foot, stop driving fast, especially in Georgia, boy. They pull you over for looking cross-eyed here.
Well, you got to remember, down here in Florida, if you're traveling on I-95, the suggested speed limit is 95.
Well,
that's why the numbers are up there.
Oh. So I'm off to bed, guys. I am exhausted. I unpacked my kitchen today. And I'm going to bed now. It's past my bedtime.
Why do you sound younger than us?
Ah.
Is that a compliment?
Thank you. I just have a high voice. I'm 62.
Oh.
You're 52?
62.
Oh. Well, I'm right there.
She's only
61.
Yeah, she's 1 year older.
Yep.
Yeah, Tom's 61. He's our little big buddy.
Yeah, you know, I'm a big, I don't know how little, but, you know.
you're our buddy, Tom.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, I keep gaining weight. I'm going to be as big as Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, boy.
I don't think anybody can be that big.
Yeah.
Did I say
that?
Hi, sweeties.
Good night.
Good night, sweet dreams. Thank you for calling.
Yep. Oh, bye-bye.
On this cue, I'm going to get a song stuck in all your guys' heads.
Oh, boy.
Are you ready?
Was it the Menomina song?
Yeah, Payback.
Tell me the duck story. Bum, 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 ba-dum, ba-dum. A duck walked up to a lemonade stand, and he said to the man running the stand, "Hey, bum, 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 got any grapes?" The man said, "No, we just sell lemonade, but it's cold and it's fresh and it's all homemade. Can I get you a glass?" The duck said, "I'll pass." Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle, till the very next day, bum, 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 ba-dum. When the duck walked up to the lemonade stand, "No, like I said yesterday, we just sell lemonade, okay? Why not give it a try?" The duck said, "Goodbye." Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle. Till the very next day, bum, 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 ba-dum. When the duck walked up to the lemonade stand, and he said to the man running the stand, "Hey, bum, 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 got any grapes?" The man said, "Look, this is getting old. I mean, lemonade's all we've ever sold. Why not give it a go?" The duck said, "How about no?" Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle. Till the very next day, bum, 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 ba-dum. When the duck walked up to the lemonade stand, and he said to the man running the stand, "Hey, bum, 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 any grapes?" The man said, "That's it. If you don't stay away, duck, I'll glue you to a tree and leave you there all day stuck. So don't get too close." The duck said, "Adios." Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle. Till the very next day, bum, 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 ba-dum. When the duck walked up to the lemonade stand, and he said to the man running the stand, "Hey, got any glue? No, why would I? Oh, then one more question for you. Got any grapes?" Bum, 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 bum. And the man just stopped. Then he started to smile. He started to laugh. He laughed for a while. He said, "Come on, Doc. Let's walk to the store. I'll buy you some grapes, so you won't have to ask anymore." So they walked to the store, and the man bought some grapes. He gave one to the duck, and the duck said, "No thanks. But you know what sounds good? It would make my day. Do you think this store? Do you think this store? Do you think this store has any lemonade?" Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle.
Where'd you get that from? Nickelodeon?
Nick introduced me to that song. You see what he does to me?
I never heard of
it. I'm the original Nickelodeon.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, it's kind of cute. Do you have any lemonade?
Waddle, waddle.
Waddle, waddle. You guys are going to be singing that, and you deserve that because what you did to me before we went live.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
What? Yeah.
No,
why?
Don't
what,
you do it.
What
don't
did
you
we
do
to
don't
you? What did we do to you before we went live?
Don't make me play another stupid song. Nope. Damn it.
No.
Just the thought of it is... Nope.
Jenny, who
I got it really good
to?
With fake spiders. I crashed up behind her and I threw a spider in front of her next to the laptop.
Oh God, that must have been fun.
Oh yeah, she really jumped like 3 feet in the air.
Oh my gosh, you are horrible.
Well,
I don't even
want
to talk about that. You know what? Let's talk about promotions that you guys are doing right now. That's what this whole show is about. Come on.
I thought it was about drinking. Okay.
Go ahead, William.
Well, basically right now, you know, it's still the old invertible waiting game, but I've got a movie script based off my high school memoirs being shopped around. So,
cool.
You know, cross your fingers, knock on wood, you know, send good vibes, prayers, all those fun things. That's what I've been up to. How about
and
you,
Tom?
Well, I'm writing a story. I'm 8 stories away, 4 from each book in my In Rod We Trust book.
Okay.
So right now I'm working on a story called Dead Man's Alibi. It's where a man murders his wife, and he's trying to pin it on his neighbor who, you know, he thinks he's got the perfect crime because they don't get along with their neighbor. Problem is the neighbor's already dead. He's been, you know, and the timeline doesn't work, and, you know, the cops figure it out. So it's kind of, you know, hey, we can blame him. He hates my wife. He hates me. You know, blah, blah, we hate him. If, you know, he thinks he has a perfect alibi, and it kind of falls through because, you know, the guy died of a heart attack while watching TV or something, you know. And just, you know, it wouldn't work. I mean, he can't get away with it. And then I got a few other stories. But, and then I think I'm going to get back into my novels. I got a story that's called The Werewolves of Dracul, and it's kind of written with journal entry, notes, letters, memos, that kind of stuff. And it chronicles this town in the Transylvania province of Romania through history, you know, from like archaeological expeditions, just people traveling through there, military units, whatever, through history. And it's like history of people disappearing and stuff like that. And then I'm laying the groundwork for my sequel, The Suspicious Minds and Murders.
Oh.
Called Burning Love and Cold-Blooded Murder.
I like it.
So, yeah. Well, I'm keeping busy, you know. I figure if I don't write, I'll go nuts or do something, you know. It's just, I got to keep doing it. It's just you know, one of those things. If I stay away from it too long, I mean, I do take breaks, but it's just like, God, I gotta, you know, my mind's always working. So, you know, I hope that's a good thing. You know?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, just like anything else, you know, as writers, it's part of our life. So,
because I'm not writing, I'm coming up with ideas. So, you know. That kind of
exactly.
thing.
Exactly.
That's
well,
awesome.
Well, that's kind of, you know, trying to, I want to get the short stories done, and that way I can just kind of go back and let them sit there, then come back and relook at them and maybe make changes and other edits if I have to. But other than that, and I'm also planning on, I'm thinking of doing it's a couple hours away, but in April, in March, I'm doing a convention at Detroit Metro Airport, the Sheraton Hotel that's there. That's the first one that they're doing there. It's called Motor City Legacy convention. And then in April, I'm thinking of going up to Cadillac, which is about 2 to 3 hours away in northern Michigan, and doing a one-day show there. So,
well, that should be
fun. Recommended that I do it. Yeah, you know, hopefully the weather, you know, it's an inexpensive show, and I do pretty well in northern Michigan. That's like, the, you know, a lot of my stuff takes place up there, or, you know, and they like it. And so that's pretty much it for, you know, oh, and I'm waiting to hear from Traverse City Cherry Con and Memorial Day weekend in May. So they have a selection process, so I'm hoping to get chosen for that.
Sweet.
Nice.
Yeah. So, yeah, I like northern Michigan. The conventions are just kind of, people are, it's a different vibe. It's really cool up there. You know, it's not as busy, but it's, you know, it's busy in a different way, but not quite as crowded, but it's like, they're just appreciative to have you up there, and, you know, they're fun, and they have a good time, and, you know, you get invited to things. Like I was asked before the pandemic to speak at a Mensa group up there. You know, and it got canceled due to the pandemic. But you know, could talk about writing and stuff like that. So you know, and I was invited up there. A friend of mine's a station manager at WKLT in Traverse City, and they had me speak to their radio guys, you know, on the radio, so that kind of was nice.
Cool.
So, you know, I'm hoping the same thing can happen again this year.
That's awesome.
So, you know, yeah, so March, April, and May, I'll probably have some conventions, and then off June, and then nothing until probably, I don't know if Alpina's having ThunderCon again this year or not, because the pandemic screwed up a lot of things. And I'll have one in July and one in August. And I'll go from there. You know, I'm starting to get contacted by the conventions and everything that they're doing later in the year and stuff. So other than that, you know, like I said, just writing and being on this podcast and shooting a bowl and having fun.
Well,
oh,
hey,
I started a new job this last week, which is kind of cool because I got Martin Luther King Day off, which we should acknowledge that, you know, thank Dr. King for his sacrifice and hard work and
100%.
You know, a great, you know, he was a great man, and so, you know, in honor of that for tomorrow. But it's funny because I know this is the first time in almost this year me and my wife will be married 40 years, and in all those years of marriage, we never were on the same schedule till now. Yeah, now we're on the same. We get weekends, full weekends off together, 3-day weekends together. So, you know, hopefully I don't drive her nuts, but, you know. But it's kind of been fun. We did garage sales and estate sale today, so, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, I miss garage selling. Oh, my gosh, I love the garage sale.
Well,
quick,
we went to estate sales, garage sales, yard sales. Pardon?
Oh, man, my family and my sisters, the Elkins, we would always pile in the van and it's garage selling. And if we staggered at one garage sale and my Aunt Pat did not like what was at that garage sale, she would say, hurry up, hurry up. There's another garage sale down the road. They're going to buy what I want to buy. And then one time my older brother, he passed gas in the van and she's like, oh, this is bad. Oh, this is bad. And she stepped out of the van, and we were like, hurry up, Pat, get in the van. They're down the street. They're going to buy it. And she's like, no, I'll walk. It was bad. We all walked.
That's
except for
man,
my
except
mom,
the
who
the
had
van.
To drive the van. Yeah, my Aunt Pat, she was like, no, I'll walk. No. This is bad. No wonder why you guys have air fresheners all over your house.
So
we had to plug
how bad was it?
my older brother, man, he lets him out, man. There was one time I was puking. And my mom, I was literally puking in my mouth. And my mom's like, do you want me to stop? I'm like, yeah. And I, like, not the, I did not only puke it, yeah. Oh, wow. Oh, that reminds me of a song. You want to hear a song?
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Oh, boy, here.
All right. Are you ready?
Yep.
Here we go. This was my older brother growing up.
I am feeling hungry tonight, got a hankering for food. Have my cheese and Brussels sprouts and my favorite iPad game. My stomach's churning like a swirling storm inside. Can't keep it in even if I try. And now I don't know what to do. Should I stay here or go to the loo? 'Cause I got gas, it needs to pass from out my dress. Let one go, let one go. Can't hold it in anymore. Let one go, let one go. Just push and give it what for. I don't care what they're going to say. I will rumble on. My sinking green cloud now is spreading through the air. And if you get a whiff, you better kneel and say a prayer. And I have just one thought and dash to the loo. Now I'm touching cloth, hope I don't follow through. Let one go. Me anyway.
Nice.
Doesn't that remind you of the poopery commercials? Remember that girl that's like, she had to poop? And,
oh, yeah. I don't remember that guy.
Ah, man. She
I don't
was
remember that commercial.
Brilliant. And she's like, I guess you spray, yeah, I loved those commercials. I was laughing my ass off every time. I was like, who would even do this commercial? And she was so proper, like, sitting on the toilet. Like, you know, I'm a supermodel, but I gotta poop.
Well, everybody has to. They're human, you know. I mean, if you're an animal, you gotta.
Have you ever looked at? Have you ever seriously like looked at somebody that's like beautiful, and they're like, "Did you poop today?"
No,
right?
Yeah, see, William says right. Yeah, I mean, you look at them and you're like, "Dude, you're like."
Well, I thought they might be full of shit, but I never, you know, asked them, you know, thought about that.
I mean, come on, like the supermodel with the long legs, and you're like, you poop too.
Well, hey, I mean, you know, yeah. You know, I mean, at least you're asking it more directly instead of like,
you know, one of those cases where you're stuck babysitting a kid. And you got to go, did you remember to go dumpy today?
I call it
did
boo-boo.
We have a wipey party?
Yeah, I worked with a shop full of guys. I worked with a bunch of guys, men, and they're like, Francie, can you check the air pressure? I really got to take a shit. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, that's those guys. They just say, they put it out there pointing.
Yeah.
And me, yeah. I'm just like, oh, you got to go boom, boom. And they're like, seriously, what is boom, boom? Am I a baby? Am I going to go boom, boom? No, I got to go take a shit. And
right?
I'm kind of being, yeah, and if I say anything, I'm like, I got to go potty. And they're like, looking at me like, what is potty? I was like, come on, you guys are still young, you're young guys. When you have a child, I didn't have a child, but I had nieces, and it was potty and boom, boom.
Yeah. So I have
did
to
not
powder
want
my nose.
To say tinkle or dirty, or I got to go number one or number two. No, you got to go potty or you got to go boom, boom.
That's even you don't have to go take a shit. It's because I'm both a shitter, so it's one of the two. So it's like, you know.
When my youngest niece first said shit, I was like, I was cracking up laughing. She's like, don't tell Grammy. I was like, it's our secret.
Yeah, it's all good. Oh. Don't worry.
We're okay. That's why I was cool, Aunt Francie. Yeah, we're kind of having fun. We're just kind of hanging out and, you know, doing us tonight.
Yep. Well, you already met my cool aunt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. First time she called in, she was trying to give us more warranty on our car, and car warranty.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's why I always say she's my favorite actress.
Yeah, we might need to talk about something, William. I think I've got a plan.
Okay.
Okay, I realized I'm not whispering that too well because I can hear it on Nick's phone in the kitchen.
Well, you know, we can always talk about the nudge, nudge, wink, wink at a different time when the phone is not in the kitchen there.
Oh,
and
that's
in a more
right.
secret location.
It's live on the radio. And
hey, Francie, I just came back in. I was going number three.
Wow. Number three.
Or a reverse two.
Yeah. We
a reverse two, like the reverse flash, only it's a reverse number two. It's when you're eating.
Oh, yeah. So what was on the menu tonight at Shane Knickerdoodle?
Cheese and crackers for right now.
Okay, that works.
I'm going to have some chili pretty soon, though, because it's pretty chilly outside.
That Beyond Beef stuff. Oh, never get to Beyond Beef.
I usually refer to chili as colon cleaner.
Eat the meat. We got it at $6 off. That stuff is terrible.
It was Beyond Meat or something? It was ground beef, but it wasn't beef.
It's Beyond Beef.
What is it? Sort of green?
When you open it, it's like, oh, it's very potent. And then you got to chop it up really fast and get the burner hot. And then you got to chop it up and you got to say, please, stop stinking, and then you pour a bunch of garlic on it, and you're like, please, garlic smells better than the Beyond Beef. And then you gotta pour like salt and pepper on, and you're like, please stop stinking. And I put it in, I made some homemade chili, and I made the Beyond Beef, the meat.
That's how Frankie, I called you Frankie. That's how Francie kills vampires. She says, please stop stinking, and she pours garlic all over them.
Stinking, and Nick even said, I'm going to step outside while you open up that Beyond Beef, because we tried it with tacos. We were able to pour a whole bunch of taco seasoning on it, and it's kind of like, okay, smelling better, smelling better. But when we had to throw it out because we thought this sucks, and now I got to wash the dish and I got to open it up, what's left over. And Nick decided to scare me as I was washing the dish out.
Uh-oh.
And I went, I said, why did you do that when I was rinsing out the beef? Beyond Beef. It's like $7 for like a half a pound. We got it on discount, so it was probably bad anyway, so it probably tastes worse than it was supposed to.
You know what Francie also likes to smell? It's I've got an electric tennis racket thing that's supposed to swat mosquitoes, and it's battery operated and they electrocute it. Well, there's like tiny little moths every once in a while, like three a day. I hunt them down, and when I zap them, the electrocution creates a smell that Francie really loves.
No, he killed three of them. He killed them in that room, and he waited for them to pop, pop, pop right in beside me. And I'm like, oh, Nick. And I've been spraying Glade ever since.
They should have a Glade-flavored, scented dead moth, like electrocuted moth scent.
This show is going.
Quick, yeah. I mean, somebody call Yankee Candle.
No! Dead
Just
moth.
Just in time. This holiday season.
No. Buy cinnamon
Nothing.
Sticks.
Nothing says summertime like electrocuted moth.
or like... fake ground beef made out of soy.
They
have a more fancier name for it.
That was without a doubt. You guys, I'm more of a sides person. I prefer the macaroni and cheese, mashed potatoes, all of the above. I would not recommend Beyond Meat. I would not recommend it. That is horrible. Do not make that into a chili. Unless you're going to pour a lot of ketchup on it, you might have a chili.
Well, luckily, we're a firm belief that man is a meat eater and always has been, so you can have all the Beyond Beef you want.
Especially
we're an omnivore.
Especially in the South and the East Coast. You know, eat your meat. Don't that Beyond Meat. No, not good.
No.
Not good.
Definitely not.
And I know that's politically incorrect right now to say that. Is it? I don't even know what's politically incorrect with anything.
Oh, I don't know. I'm too busy.
Well,
probably die politically incorrect myself, so that does, you know.
Well, that's right. I don't really follow it to begin with in the first place.
Yeah. Me either.
I will say we are number three in popularity right now.
That's cool.
Awesome. So we're doing pretty good.
Yeah, we're doing good.
Yeah, and this is our first show of Winging It, and we're all three together, and we're winging it.
I mean,
Nick's eating. We're winging it. Nick's eating peanut butter.
I'm eating peanut butter.
We're screwy.
Should we play another song and regroup?
Well, we could.
We could play Manamana by the Muppets.
Yeah.
Manamana. Okay. I will play Manamana. Okay.
Oh, you don't have to. It's just an idea. You can play whatever you want.
That is a pretty good idea.
Oh.
You know what hamsters do to wood, don't you?
What's
they
that?
Manamana.
Uh-huh.
All
right.
Echo. Echo. Play Manamana.
Here's the playlist you might like. Jazz Legends on Amazon Music.
Well, you'll only find out if you listen
to
it.
How do you pronounce your last name? By Papa Rossi.
Okay, Tom, suggest it.
No, actually, here we go. I got it. Because I know this song very, very well. I'm a soundtrack selector, too. And the guy that created it is Piero Umiliani.
Echo. Play Manamana by Piero Umiliani.
Here's Manamana LP version by Piero Umiliani on Amazon Music.
Thank you.
Did I say dude?
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
Nick said that actually he pronounced the song title with a mouthful of peanut butter. He was eating peanut butter, and he got that right.
By Piero Umiliani, the great Piero Umiliani, who was a guest on The Muppet Show back in, like, 78 or something.
Wow.
Yeah, he had his own guest star appearance on The Muppet Show, Piero Umiliani. He's done, like, a lot of tons of stuff, like Ennio Morricone, pretty much. So, yeah, and he did that back in, actually, that song originally came from a Swedish porn-type documentary, porn-slash-tourist documentary. About come to Sweden, we've got girls. Yeah, and it's a bathtub scene. Not a bathtub scene. A spa scene. Like a jacuzzi scene with a bunch of naked girls in it. That's where that song originally was written for. And then it became like a super hit. And then the Muppets used it. And then, you know, the rest is history. Yeah. He did like several variations of it, too. Over the years for, like, other movies and things.
I have to admit, Nick pronounced the words very correctly with everything.
Yeah.
And Echo knew exactly what he wanted to play. Echo's like, okay.
Yeah, we'll play. No problem.
He doesn't know that one. Echo, play.
I guess it speaks Quasimodo. Uh-oh, I'm outside and there's another Echo and it's trying to play something. It heard me. Wow, I turned it on somehow by saying that. Echo, stop! It won't. Echo, stop. There it goes.
So what do you guys think? Is Echo and everything going to rule the world?
Well, that would be interesting.
Yeah.
My echo's going off. Echo! Should we ask Echo? Should we do an interview with Echo right now?
Well, you can try.
You gotta rule the world. You guys hear the answer?
No, nope.
Not quite.
Okay, hold on.
What about? Hey, Echo, do you have a recipe for dog?
No. Nick, the government's going to come look for us.
Echo, do you have a recipe for dog?
No.
Finding some homemade dog food recipes. Okay.
Oh, never mind. Dog food.
Dog food.
Yeah, I don't even think she wants to go there.
Here, go with the other one. Go. Echo, are you working with the FBI?
Hold on, William. I'll get you closer, and you gotta ask her. Hold on. And 3, 2, 1.
Echo, are you working with the FBI?
Wait, you gotta say Echo, and then you gotta say it.
I pronounce that different, but I'm always looking at how I say things, and I might not have it right.
All right, say her name, and then wait 3 seconds and then ask the question.
Okay, just tell me when.
Now.
Echo, are you working for the FBI?
No, I work for Amazon.
Which is worse than the FBI, right?
Hold on. You gotta ask. Hold on. In 3, 2, 1.
Echo, which is worse, Amazon or the FBI?
I don't know that.
Me neither.
Okay, we gotta stop or the FBI is gonna show up at our doorstep and Nick and I are gonna be like, it was William! It was William!
And I'll be like, hi, who wants coffee?
by the way,
Oh, I got something. Echo, how do you dismember a corpse?
What?
Here's something found on the web. According to UnboundMedicine.com, one corpse was dismembered by means of an explosive.
What
and,
the hell is wrong with Echo?
There won't be much left there.
Forget taking over the world. They're learning how to kill people instead.
We're doing it for literary purposes.
Yeah, that's
only.
It.
Yeah.
Entertainment
that's,
purposes it's... only for $19.95 a month.
The views expressed by Echo does not represent those of Frenzy and Friends.
Or vice versa.
Right?
Or Echo, how do you clean a human skull?
What the hell?
Found on the web. According to outdoornebraska.gov, wear rubber or latex gloves while doing this and clean the skull by soaking it in a 50-50 solution of chlorine bleach and water.
Yeah, that's the problem anymore. We don't drink out of the skulls of our enemies. You know?
Enemies.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, our first interview for, by the way, Tommy, hey, Beeb, I welcome you next week. Bill Willard, welcome to the show.
Yeah, exactly.
Aaron D. Johnston, we would still like to promote Honest Amish. What the hell
is
wrong with you guys? I need a girl. We need a girl. I'm a
cleaning
girl.
Skulls.
Well,
we should have
a
local
huh?
cleaning service called Skull Cleaners.
Oh, my gosh. Really, Char-Char, don't listen.
This is what happens when you say we're going to just do a social gathering and we're not going to have any guests.
See now. So.
Yeah.
So welcome to the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm having a good time. I'm laughing and I'm trying to say. No, actually, I'm having a good time.
Hey, Echo, do you worship Satan?
What?
Here's something I found on reference.com. Satan worship may refer to one of two main categories of practice, worship of an actual deity or an atheistic philosophy that celebrates traits associated with Satan. Several organizations of each type have emerged to various levels of prominence throughout history. During the 20th century, two well-known groups were associated with Satanism in the United States. Anton Vandor LaVey founded the Church of Satan in 1966, and it is still active as of 2014. LaVey and Satanism promotes an atheistic philosophy concentrated on indulging in human pleasures and exerting power over
Why
one's opponents.
So wrong?
Wow, it says a lot.
Yeah. So, I'm guessing... Your Echo seems to follow Anton LaVey's theory very often.
Yeah. Hey, Echo. It's Soylent Green People.
I don't know that one.
Oh, doesn't know Soylent Green.
Wow.
Speaking of people that eat their souls, Nick, I got a song for you, and I uploaded this one for you. because you talked about Taylor Swift, how she writes songs about her enemies. Enemies.
Her enemas.
Yeah, enemas, a rapper.
Enemas.
No.
Yeah.
Her enemies.
Very
and,
interested in all of her enemas.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Once upon a time, before I was insane, I dated this Disney guy, Joe Jonas was his name, but he broke up with me. You're just way too creepy, plus I found someone else, his name's Mickey. So I wrote a song about his stupid ass, then found this guy named John, but that was over fast. If you don't marry me, I will pull out your teeth. You're totally crazy. No. Yes. No. Yes. Maybe. He hit me with his guitar, and he said that we are through. Just you wait until I write a song about you. Then I met that Jake Gyllenhaal dick and was obsessed right away. You sent me 1,000 messages and that's just from today. Oh, that's because I'm having your baby. What? But you don't even put out. Stop questioning me, Jakey, or I'll put you 6 feet underground. Whoa! Whoa! Psycho! 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 Fight! Go! It's good material. Next Tim Kennedy, I think he was 15. I bought the house next door to watch you constantly, and also to make sure you never ever cheat. OMG, we are done. You are scary. Harry was my last, that One Direction freak. I taped him to my wall, so he could never leave. Someone called the police, you'll insane, we are through. You're just like all the rest, what did I do to you? So I used my stalker app to track down all of those bricks. The next song I write I'll use, their blood is my ink.
Hey!
Holy crap, that nut job just bursted in. What the hell is this here?
It's a support group for all the men. You wrote songs about you, bitch.
What? I have not written about Harry yet. I am just planning ahead. Why are you even here anyway? To finish you all up with my pen.
No! No! Devil! It's true, I'm the devil.
Okay, that's enough. You are right, she's nuts.
You are coming with us.
Wait, what? Get off of me. I'm not crazy.
It worked. This was all a trick. We knew you would come. So we hired this doctor.
You're going to an insane asylum. Based on the behavior I observed.
Ow! Ow! Wendy, go you asshole!
No!
No!
Welcome to your new home.
So you're crazy too, huh? Yo guys, thanks for watching my I Knew You Were Trouble parody. To check out Taylor's ex-boyfriend's channel, click the faces right up here. Check out all my other parodies. They're off the wall funny. Click this box. I got a ton. You can get this song on...
I missed my cue. Ha ha.
Well,
now. Gang, I got to cut out because it's getting late and I got to get up in the morning kind of early. My granddaughter's coming over, so...
All right, Tom,
morning,
we love
so.
You.
Love you
too, good
guys.
Night, Tom.
Talk to you next Sunday. Yep, good night.
Hey, Tommy. Hey, Dave. Next Sunday.
Yep.
I got to tell you, I'm really excited about Tommy Habee because he is a really, really nice guy.
Well, he certainly seems like it, so I think that it's going to be fun.
Yeah, and my when I wrote Werewolf, Larry, I did Tommy Habib as that character. Larry was Tommy Habib. I watched Cheaters and I wrote Werewolf, and every bit of that was Tommy Habib. So Larry,
wow.
Yeah, Larry in the Book of Werewolf was Tommy Habib. Like all his mannerisms, because I watched a lot of Cheaters and I interviewed him. And when I wrote Werewolf, I wrote it as Tommy Habib. And I got to send him a copy of Werewolf. He's like, where's my copy? So I got to send him a copy of Werewolf and 50 Cent and Ice Cube.
Yeah. Gotta do what you can, you know?
Yeah.
To say the least. So, what happened? We lose Francie?
Francie? Never heard of a 50 Cent Ice Cube, though.
Me neither. But